Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. You to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
D here, and welcome back to the Sunday Evening Jam. We are here each and every Sunday evening. I am with my friend Sarah J from Buffalo. How are you doing this week?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
It's good to hear. I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good. It's been a good weekend. I had a very productive day. I went karaokeing Friday night and Saturday night.
So oh, hell yeah.
Karaoke whammy. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun.
I love this.
I did different songs both nights. I didn't do any repeats. And 6 of the 8 songs were brand new. So that I
Do you have like a go-to karaoke song? Do you have like a song that you always do when you go out?
No, not that I always do anymore. But like in my back pocket, I feel like I've got a really good version of Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Oh, geez. I need to witness this.
Yeah, I have a pretty good version of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This needs to happen. We're going to put this on the calendar.
Sure. I'm in.
Yes. I haven't done karaoke in so long. So
really?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Oh. So I'm so down. Let's do this. We should get some crew together and go.
Yeah, I'm in.
I think that would be a lot of fun. I
wonder if anybody else would be up for that.
Oh, I'm sure we could get some people to go.
Yeah, and most karaoke places have a lot of hip. So, like, I mean, last night I did Wheat Kings. I'd never done Wheat Kings before at karaoke. I've sang it before. You know, I've enjoyed it, but never sang it at karaoke. So that was, the guy was like, I asked him if he had at the 100th Meridian. And he said, no. And I asked him for his book, and he didn't have a book, and he didn't have anything online either. So you just had to ask, and then he either would have it or he wouldn't. So last night I said, 100th Meridian, and he said, no, don't have it. And I said, well, what hip do you have? He said, I've got a really good version of Wheat Kings. Nobody else in the town has Wheat Kings. I was like, okay. I don't know if that's true, but I buy it for now. I'm drunk enough. So we went into and did Wheat Kings, and that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
A lot of fun. Yeah, and then like today, very productive. I got tomorrow's episode done in the bank, and it is going to blow your fucking mind. We're in the thick of things. You know what I'm saying?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. It's unbelievable. And it's funny, the folks in the membership got early access to tomorrow's episode. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to listen to it yet. Although I will admit my dirty little secret is that oftentimes it's not until later in the week when I can listen to the episode. But now that we're narrowing it down, I can't wait. I used to be able to wait until I listened to find out what the song was, but now I can't. So I'll read the transcript in the podcast app. I'll scroll
through. Guys,
what this song is.
That's funny.
Because I have to know. Like, I have to. We're getting, you know, dwindling it down. So I can't wait until I have the time to listen to it. So.
Yeah, it's going to be divisive.
Scroll through.
I think the next two in a row are going to be very divisive. Very divisive. This one that comes out tomorrow and the one that comes out next week. Yeah. Those two are going to be the most divisive until we get to the top five.
It's exciting for a lot of reasons. And it's also, it's bittersweet in a way. And it's also kind of crazy to conceptualize the time of this passing.
Oh my god, when you said we're 6 weeks out from the event, the fundraiser, it's sort of, again, my mind was blown, to overuse a expression.
I know, but there's really just no other way to describe it. I mean, this event will be here before we know it. I'm so excited.
And with it, song number two and song number one. So that will be fun to find out, as will 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and like tomorrow, number 8. I can't wait for you guys to hear these. I'm starting to get excited for you to hear them, and you know, for it to culminate. I'm in the planning processes now for the show, like for the actual final show, trying to come up with a great guest and try and come up with, good grief, a great guest, some fun, you know, some fun, and to go along with everything else that we've got going on. And there is a lot going on that night. And for $25, you get to hang out with Hip fans, and you get to come out, you get to enjoy yourself, you get to listen to the music of the Strictly Hip, playing the music of the Tragically Hip. I don't know that you could ask for a much better Saturday night than that for 25 bones.
It's going to be the best weekend ever.
It very well could be. It could be on the weekendometer. it could rank into absolute insanity.
Can we use the abacus to tabulate this, if it is going to be the best weekend ever, though? Is that going to be the proper thing to measure this?
Maybe curious. We'll have to. Yeah, if you see random people walking around towns with abacuses, then you'll know what's up.
I have to put this comment up because Shireen totally does the same thing I do, so I don't feel so bad. She scans through the transcript and finds out.
She confessed that to me as well. I didn't want to out her, but now that she's outed herself. Yeah. That's great.
Solidarity. I love it. I love her. She's so much fun. When we were hanging out on the round table, it was so awesome to meet her and hang out. So, hell yeah.
Well, I will tell you, tomorrow's guest, and her and I were talking about this because she has access to the episode early.
I believe this was her reaction to the episode, actually. So
I think that might be, yeah. I think that might be. I don't think that was about my hat. So unless I'm wrong. Unless you got a hat thing. But tomorrow's guest. That's what I was saying. I was saying tomorrow's guest is really a fascinating guest, and it's a look at the Tragically Hip that we haven't had yet before. He is a music video producer and a music video director, and he did sound on and some camera on Full-Fledged Vanity, going all the way back to the early 90s with that project. So he has some fucking great stories to share. So if you're debating tuning in or downloading, however you do it, just do it. It's a good one. And then you hear the song and you go, oh shit, this is real now. There's blood. There's blood on my hands.
This is where it's going to start getting, people are going to get a little gory. Territorial. Yeah. We're going to see the gloves come off now. I think people are going to get real defensive about where these songs are landing. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Shireen, this is kind of a cool thing. Here's an announcement I can make. Is Shireen managed to track down a vinyl copy of the CBGB show from last record store day, and she has donated it to the silent auction, so it will be available to bid on at the silent auction. And I want to thank her immensely for that.
Yes,
and
thank you.
I also want to maybe encourage anybody who is listening. And we've had a couple of listeners reach out. I've got some very touching things, and we'll share those with you when the time comes. But we're still looking for more. So if you've got something out there that you think might be a cool item to bid on for hip fans or non-hip fans, let me know. And even if it's something that I have to go and spend a little bit of money on, I can sometimes justify that. So let me know. And this is important. So please let me know. tthtop40@gmail.com. There you go.
That's for you.
That is funny.
See, she's a fan of your hat, so maybe that is what she meant.
There you go. Well, we are going to get talking about this week's episode, but before we do that, I'm going to ask you to share anything that you need to share about DATC Media this week.
Oh my goodness, this week was such a busy week. We did a lot this week. And we met on Wednesday night, too. So that was a very nice thing that we did Wednesday night, midweek.
Right.
Coming together. And yeah, it was a very interesting week here. But I had an epic conversation, two epic conversations with Craig from Langley, also from Discovering Downey podcast and from Gift Shop. And it's going to be like three or four episodes that are going to come out with Craig once everything is all said and done.
Holy shit.
You know how we do on my show. I mean, we get into it. So part one will come out on Tuesday. And then part two will come out the next week. And then him and I did a very special thing together. So I'm still thinking about how I want to release it, but that's going to be a really fun thing too. Cool. So that was so much fun. I could listen to Craig talk about music for obviously hours. It was just a blast. It was so much fun. And I got to, you know, hear his perspective of being in a tribute band. Like, I got to ask him all those questions that I'm just really curious about being in a tribute band, especially a hip tribute band, which anybody listening to this knows that there's a couple few of those around. So it was interesting to get his perspective.
Can you share anything as a spoiler?
Probably not, just because I don't really like so much in the conversation. I haven't gone back and listened. That'll actually be in part two, is when we really get into that part of it. part one, he actually shares his history with the band, like his fandom and everything like that, and his first experiences of seeing the band live and like his first reaction to the band, specifically seeing Gord live. So it was really cool to hear that. Only just because that was so far into our conversation that I'd have to like listen for it to refresh my memory because we talked on Thursday. There's just like a lot of great stuff. So that'll come out on Tuesday and then the following Tuesday. So what else this week? Oh, we have our new photographer, Justin, that is based out of Denver, and he did a show there this week. So that's very exciting to have him on the team, and all the photos and everything. He did a little write-up and all sorts of stuff. All that's over on the Patreon, patreon.com/DATC Media Company. And yeah, I opened up the rest of my calendar for the rest of the year. So if you guys want to be on my show and hang out and chat about all the things, that would be a lot of fun. So yeah. I think that's everything for now. Everything I can divulge at the moment.
Everything you can divulge. Nice.
It's a nice word. Let's talk about Superfan.
Oh, good call. Yeah, last week we announced our five finalists for Superfan. Now, unfortunately, one has had to drop out. And for unforeseen reasons, and we're not going to get into those at this point, but that one will be replaced. So we will have an announcement to make this week about the top five. Again, there will be five, and that's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun the month of September. Maybe I'm a cuckoo bird, but I think
you are, but it'll still be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still going to be fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Put them through the riggers. If you've got ideas for what the riggers should look like for four or five people claiming to be the Tragically Hip's ultimate super fan, what would you like to see them do or have to endure? Let me know in the comments. We are here each and every Sunday night on the Sunday Evening Jam at 8 o'clock till usually around 9 o'clock. And we talk all manner of things hip. But it's been a dry faucet for the last few weeks. And, you know, they told us that at the top of the year. They said they're going to basically go behind the scenes this year and you know, it's been a busy 3 years with the Road Apples, like starting from the Road Apples release, right through to Fanta Power, through to up to here, the dock, everything else, get back again, ouch, all these singles. They put in a lot of work, and it's not the kind of work that they love to do in the first place, you know, like mm-hmm. promo work. Nobody really wants to do that when they're in a band. They mm-hmm. want to be with the fans. They want to be playing in front of the fans or be engaged by the fans or, you know, whatever kind of thing. But these guys, they put in the work. They really put in the work. And so they deserve a year off. But unfortunately, what that means is we are pretty dry in the news front. So I can tell you this. I learned this week there will not be a live show for the September long weekend. So that was a little bit of a bummer. But I think that what that means is the Tragically Up Top 40 Countdown will be played a hell of a lot of times during that weekend. So that could be fun if you wanted to marathon that show.
So that works out well for you.
Yeah.
And maybe that just means that they're preparing to knock our socks off with a show for.
I think so.
Coming up.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been great. It's been great.
Oh, that Buffalo show is just so good. The one that they released the beginning of the month. It was so good. So good.
I've only listened to it one time, and I don't really remember.
I've listened to it like a couple times.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's well, if just anybody in membership, nominal. If anybody is in membership right now, they can jump on if they would like. I want to speak to Creative Photo WS though. We'll get the craziest tattoo. I don't know. Maybe we'd have to get them to design the tattoo. I don't know if I could. I don't know how I would feel about being in a contest where I had to get a tattoo. That would be pretty crazy. You know, maybe we should make it even more specific if we're going to go that far, though, and make it like a forehead tattoo or something like that. But no, probably won't go with tattoo, but I do fucking love that idea. Like, if this were a different world, if this were like a world inside a Stephen King novel, this would absolutely be one of the criterium, like, for sure. So, you know.
I think that everybody, that all the super fans to do like a debate. We should host a debate here on a Sunday evening sometime. I think that would be fun.
and the chatters get to ask questions and the five finalists debate it out. Oh, that's fun. I think
that would be fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I
think that'd be a lot of fun.
Or I think they should do like they should do like a political video. They should do like a campaign video of why they should get your vote. Why we deserve their vote for Superfan.
Right.
I think that would be fun too.
Yes. Paid for by the office of Chris Crawford.
That's hilarious. I love it.
I saw somebody getting sassy on the old forum about not enough female representation, and Chris Crawford immediately went, hello.
Hi. She's like, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious. Creative Photo WS. I'm curious how this is going to go. This is the first time I've done this. So, you know, we're having fun with it, but you're right. It would be cool if it were just fucking, okay, you got to walk on glass and let ninjas fight us, but try not to get gingivitis or something like that, you know? Oh, I don't know. That's an oldie, but a goodie. What did you think of this week's episode? Did you listen yet?
I did. I listened. And a couple things here. I have a couple thoughts. So like, hold on to my, tell my kids, like when they have a thought, like hold on to your thoughts so you don't forget. Yeah. First thing, fantastic episode. And then I actually listened to Toronto Mike from Toronto, however we want to it out there. Yeah. I also listened to the episode that he recorded.
After the one that got in the news.
I was like, well, it goes along with it. You know how I'm like the companion guide person. So, of course, I'm going to listen to it. And that was moving. That was emotional. It definitely was. But I'm glad I listened to it. But yeah, no, it was a great episode. The song, I was not surprised like where it had landed. And it's funny personally for me, like that is not a song that up until recently I hadn't really listened to in one sitting in its entirety just because it's so heavy. So I hadn't even really listened to it fully. And I think I admitted that to Andrew in Tampa, and he had sent me a video. I forgot to scroll back through our conversation, but he had sent me a video and he was like, just do it. Like, just do it. Here, watch this. And so like that broke me out of not listening to it. And then I listened to it like three times in one day on Friday because I listened to the episode. Then I listened to his episode and he plays it. And then I watched the last show and they play it in the last show. And so like in one day I had listened to it three times and I'm like, okay, so we went from like never listening to it in its entirety to now listening to it three times in one day. I was just like, this is why I feel the feels today. This now I understand why. But no, I'm not surprised like where it landed. I think it kind of like nestled exactly where I kind of expected it to land. Number one song. That's interesting. Just because of the heaviness of it is for me why I consciously avoid it because I know that it's a heavy song. So
yeah, I'm curious, Create a Photo WS, what is your criteria for number one? Is it the story? Is it the musicality? Is it just that weave between the two so beautifully? You know, what is it that grabs you and makes you say that's your number one? And not that I'm challenging you, if that sounded challenging at all.
I think, too, for me, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I'm a mom. I thankfully have never experienced losing any of my children, so I can't even imagine. But of course, still being a parent, like even the concept of it is just, you know, gut wrenching. And then to have your child be so young is just, again, just mind blowing to kind of try to even conceptualize what that would even feel like. But then also Mike, you know, spoke about it in his episode talking about all the nautical themes and everything like that. And like for, again, to like bring it back to my dad, but like he wanted to be some of his ashes spread at sea. And so like that was a big thing. And, you know, being surrounded by military, like my whole life, you know, there were a lot of people that also wanted to be buried at sea and it was like a thing. And so like for me, it kind of, you know, makes me think about all that as well too, and like having just that whole feel and vibe around it. So just it's beautifully heavy though. Like it's heavy, but it's just so beautiful at the same time. Yeah. It's just a very beautiful, gorgeous song, but it's raw. It really is.
Speaking of raw, and you know, I don't know if this is going to be, you know, triggering for anybody else, but this is, you know, I did not expect this as a result from Creative Photo WS, But it sounds like there's been some absolute tragedy in his life with the loss of a younger sibling and a mother destroyed by that loss, and then the impact it had on the entire family. And then he goes on in the chat to explain that his younger sibling died at birth and was whisked away, and she never got to see him. So September 17th has become the default birthday for him. So that's beautiful. That's a beautiful tribute. So you fucking completely answered my question.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense.
Yeah, yep. Holy Christ. That is heavy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Heavy, heavy stuff. Sorry if I opened up a wound by asking. Mojo, Pa, he still can't listen to Fiddlers, he says. I don't know why I'm reading all these like that. Mojo Pa says, I can't listen to Fiddlers. I skip it when I engineer those 2007 boots. Is that the first year, Mojo Pa? That's the first year they started playing it again? I thought it was 06, but...
Yeah, that was the same. I like literally avoided it. Anytime it would be on a show I listened to, anything, whatever, I would just like avoid it. And then I don't even remember how it came up, the conversation of that being the fact. And then Andrew was like, no, you need to do it, like, here. And he sent me that and I was like, all right, fine. And then, I mean, even after that, I still was skipping it. And then, like I said the other day, I thought about it. I'm like, I listened to this song 3 times in one day. No offense. I think I can put it back on the shelf for a little bit now.
Oh, that's nice,
okay. We had our moments. We had our vibe together. So
for sure.
But no, I'm glad that it's placed where it has.
We all have a container. And, you know, what we store in that container is dependent on where we are at the moment. And there's a lot of songs I've got in my container. There's a lot that they're just there for now. And when I need them, they'll be there.
Totally. But,
you know, they're just packed away right now. Like, I've got a couple shirts in my drawer that they don't fit me anymore, but they were my favorite shirts. And I'm trending downward in the weight category. If I can somehow get to those shirts, they're somewhat of a goal, and they're comfortable, and they're not, you know, they're just, that's what these songs can be. So.
Totally. Because sometimes there's like those days where you have to get a feel out, and I'm like, I know what song's going to do it. And so then I'll go like put that song on, and just like sometimes you just need something to poke the emotion that you know needs to be released. And so I will just, that's when you hold those songs for.
Yeah. Whoops, the back of my chair just fell.
You in this damn chair.
I know. It's on my Christmas wish list. Well, folks, yeah, we're going to pull the plug early tonight. It's been a good one, though. It's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to doing this again next week. And sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks, there will be this debate idea, because it's a fucking great idea. And Create a Photo WS, I remember this email. Did I respond to you? Because it might be in my archive, or... If I didn't respond to you, it'll be in my archive. But if I did respond to you, it likely won't be. But maybe shoot me something just to bump it to the top, if you wouldn't mind. But I'll be honest with you right now, I've got no bandwidth for like anything new until probably November.
we got this event coming. The event of the year, folks. Everybody's going to be there. So you should be there too.
Yeah.
All right. Best weekend ever.
Well, thanks for coming up. And we'll see you on the best weekend ever. Pick up your shit.